So I split the audio there. Cool. That works. I wanted to get your feedback on one other thing, but that is the end of the podcast there. Thanks to everybody in the chat. looks like I like how Krogsgard waits until the very end of the podcast and say, well, why don't you ask her questions? What? I have a question.
Krogsgard, I've always wondered how to say that.
Well, that's how I say it. I think that's how I've been saying it wrong for so long.
I was saying Krogsgard in my head.
Krogsgard.
Which is correct, Brian? He says that is correct, but he didn't say if mine or yours.
Yeah, the time it helps that we have like a 6 second delay. So of course like frogs. There we go.
Okay.
Good. It would be awkward because I met him the first time at WordCamp Birmingham last month, I guess. And so I guess I never said his name to his face, but it would have been weird to, you know somebody in person and not know how their name works.
Immel, right?
Yes, Immel. That is
so what I do. I think I asked you that when I first, or maybe it was last year. I keep a little like text file.
Oh, nice.
Like in Dropbox. It just has like pronunciations. Like for the longest time, JTrip, JJJ.
Mm-hmm.
I would say Jacoby for his last name, and it's Jacoby.
Yep, I did that too. I think it was Nason or somebody who corrected me at a camp. And it's just it's the worst feeling because you're like, really? Oh man, I'm sorry. I'll do better. I think Kotke, Jason Kotke posted a link to like one of those pronunciation channels on YouTube. And I don't know, maybe this is Ian's territory, but. Did you see that one where it was like the incorrect pronunciations of everything?
No, I have to check it out.
Oh, it was.
I think I have the theme. There's some theme people like Drew Stroney. His last name is hard.
Yeah, I don't. If you pay attention when I referred to him earlier, I think I referred to him as Drew from Theme Foundry to avoid
just
that.
Just avoid
issue.
The whole thing.
Yeah,
that's funny. We have.
Oh, I did an interview a couple weeks ago with Johan, another automatician. I think it's Ishiki, which that one I got right when I asked him, but it was only because I'd looked it up and how to pronounce it.
I have that. That's in my name. I'm looking at my names.txt right now. That's nice. In there.
Nice.
It's Jotun Osmundsen.
Okay.
You have to do the little sing song as well. Yeah, that helps. Yeah. one of our lead business people, Pete Davis.
Mm-hmm.
And he's in charge of the premium services, mm-hmm. like VaultPress and Jetpack and Akismet. His name is spelled Davies, but it's actually Davis.
Oh, really? That's Pete's last name because I've been saying it in my head wrong.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I just blame the Brits on that one. He's a crazy Brit.
Because I think we can all agree that that is the wrong way to say that word. definitively, that is incorrect.
I agree.
She wrote for WPMU.org for a while, and now she was on wrote something for Smashing lately, and I believe the way to pronounce her first name is Siobhan, but it's Siobhan, and I had to look that one up too because. Like,
that's hard.
I know that I would have said it way, way wrong. No, I wanted to get your thoughts before I let you go back to your life. Actually, about a podcast, I've been brainstorming some ideas, and we can be on the stream because why not?
Sure.
We're kind of toying with the idea of doing a podcast focused on theme users.
Cool.
Not even so much, not at all, you know, the development of themes, you know, even though it'll kind of tiptoe into understanding themes at a deeper level, but really just for people who are kind of using and consuming themes and, if you have any thoughts about that at any point or suggestions, definitely let me know.
I think that's really interesting. That's my talk at WordCamp Phoenix actually is a.
Oh, really? It's how to start a podcast themes. About theme users?
Yes.
Oh, that's perfect. That's exactly.
You and I in a back room. It's like the fourth track that nobody talks about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, it's actually user-focused themes. And it's actually a hard thing to do because I think It's a thing that one of my colleagues posted, Andrew Spittle. He wrote about how easy is hard, or how not to talk about easy. So I think one of the things that most of us do is we have looked at that WP admin and we've looked at themes for so long,
right,
that we forget what it's like to be a starting out user.
Yeah.
And I did two newbie workshops at the WordCamp San Francisco last year. It was mind-blowing. My head hurt because I could not assume that they knew anything about any of the terminology or anything, or web design. So so three things come to mind. One is just what is a theme, right? Just how terminology, how to think, how give somebody a framework of how to think of them and judge them. The second would be finding and choosing, like where do you go? You know, how do you measure a theme? Like what are the metrics, right? And then the third one to me would be like basic customization, not code, child themes, not going into framework, nothing like that. Just I think the thing that blew my mind the most was people, what I consider super easy, like uploading a custom header image, to them is like was like wow, you know. We walked through a custom design on .com. They all had to do one, and they were just blown away. How amazing! And to me, it's like 5 minutes, you know. But I think the more interesting part for the podcast would be the finding and the judging.
Yes,
like. As an end user, how do you know that it's a good company? How do you know it's a good code? It kind of ties into the breaking in my talks that I give for end users about breaking. It's like, you need to just load it on your site, you know? You know, put it into – don't just look at the demo because that's handcrafted, you know?
Yeah, and in some cases, like you were saying, that's a lot of effort has gone into making that look really, really good. And it's not always that simple. Well, cool. That's kind of what I wanted to hear. I'm specifically trying to put together a group for the podcast that are not developers to make some of this process a bit easier. To just people that, in my experience, tend to use and abuse themes on a decent basis. So,
you know, who would be really good would be a person who's a head of PR or support for a theme shop. I'm thinking of like Andrea Rennick.
Yes.
Ooh, is it Andrea or Andrea?
I believe.
I need to add that to my file. anyway, I think those are the people who, and she's probably too advanced. She's probably entrenched as well because she does. I think she does design and development as well, but maybe somebody who's like, do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I think.
They're like in the industry, but they're interfacing so often that they hear more. I think developers tend to wall themselves off, whether it's on purpose or not, which is a bad thing.
Sure. Yeah, no, finding people that are regularly interfacing with humans. The more humans, the better. No, that's good. Cool.
Cool, man.
Will do. And then I also, another one on the plate is doing a really heavy dev podcast, but I have to do the stuff for users before I can justify the other one. So,
gotcha.
All right.
This has been awesome. I felt like it was super fast.
I'm actually thinking about that because this is for I'm gonna put in the podcast, which will probably be in the next couple hours if that goes up. But I'm probably gonna do because I'm working on a. Sort of my own analysis, which I'm sure I'll talk to you about some other time before it goes up, about the last year of .com, as sort of everybody else has seen it, the commercial themes. So what I'll probably do is include the full audio there and then have an edited one to keep it, to make sure that the podcast isn't an hour and a half long.
Right.
But, that sounds good. This is awesome. I appreciate it.
I think you did a good job of keeping it right. The exact, seemed like it was about an hour.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's weird because I mean there's no science to assembling questions and just it's like okay well that's about a page full of questions that should be okay and it just worked out so happy about that.
Cool. See you soon probably, right?
Yeah, two, three weeks. I'll see you in Phoenix. I'm supposed to be doing a talk about being a blogger journalist.
So nice.
That should be It's a new idea for me, or a new talk for me. But it sounds like they have a group that's interested, so should be fun.
Yeah, I think that'd be. I'd like to go. I'd like to hear that.
Well, then I hope they don't stack ours right next to each other.
I know. Mine's at 10:30 on Saturday.
I don't know mine yet.
Okay.
All right. Talk to you later.
Cool, man. Talk to you later. Thanks. Yeah. Bye.